You made it. Hey, you're here. You've showed up. I thought you would. I knew you would. My money was on you. Hey, welcome to the show where we're going to talk about today that topic that will help you to get to the place where you want to get and take your team there. Hey, you have joined your extremely talented and delightful podcast host and leading advocate for helping you become better at decision making, relationship management, and work performance. So, hey, it's great to have you here today, and we are in for a great, great moment. Yes, my friend, we are. Yes, my friend.
My friend, my friend, my friend. We did a street job.
Oh, yeah. So we are going to dig into that, and you're going to hear more of that. So stay tuned. Make sure that you're strapped in as we get ready for blast off. So here we go.
Welcome to the Kingsley Grant Show, the podcast dedicated to helping you become the leader everyone loves and wants to follow. Kingsley believes his leadership paradigm, Emotelligence, the art of succeeding where others failed, is the key to achieving this status. On this show, Kingsley guides you through the uncharted waters of emotional intelligence and leadership essentials, with the guarantee that upon exit, you will become more skilled in relationship management, decision-making, and job performance. Now here's your host, your coach, and your Sherpa, Kingsley Grant.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. This is your boy, Kingsley Grant, sitting behind the Jamaican microphone, bringing you yet another show. And it is from the show that's been voted number 3 on the top 15 podcasts on emotional intelligence by Feedspot. And so I am excited that you are listening to one of the top shows right now. And I'm in the command center of the Emotelligent Leadership Institute, where I'm going to dig into the vault and get today's show so that what you've come for, you will have. So let me reach in right here and get today's show. There it is. I got it. And put it down right here. And now we can dive into today's show. And on today's show, as you have heard a little bit at the very beginning, we're going to talk about today 5 benefits of effective communication. And how does your team square up, or what do they need right now as far as something beneficial, especially as we are going through navigating this crisis, this pandemic, this COVID-19 or coronavirus, whatever term you want to use. We know we are in a crisis, but maybe also coming out of a crisis. You know, life is filled with that in the sense that Everybody will, at one time or another, go through individually, or in this case, globally, or domestically, or corporately, or relationally, right? I'm trying to cover every possible grounds. And that's why I've mentioned those. But we're going to go through a crisis. So we are people you meet, you work beside, you interact with, are in one of 3 stages of crisis. And here are the 3 stages. 1, they're going into a crisis. Or 2, they are in a crisis. Or 3, they are coming out of a crisis, right? So you have pre, you have mid, and you have post. Every one of us will have those moments in our lives. And of course, crisis is all relative, because to one person, what might look like or mean a crisis to somebody else, it may not be so. And that is so important. Why you and I, as leaders, have to be very, very much aware that we might be interacting with someone that may be in one of those three stages. Now, the question is, how do you know? Or do you know? Do you take the time to know? And this is where some leaders fail. This is somewhere leaders fall by the wayside and do not make themselves as effective leaders. Now, it's no secret, right, at this point, this time, 2020, in March, April, May, June, thereabouts, and maybe beyond that, we just don't know yet. But it's no secret that stress is one of the most prevalent experiences, mental health, emotional health issue that most people are faced with at this time. Would you agree? Maybe you are in a stressful situation right now. Maybe you are facing stress from all sides. The question is, how do you handle your stress? How do you manage your stress? Do you know exactly where your stress is coming from? You say, Kingsley, come on. It ain't hard to figure out. Come on, Kingsley. We got to know that because look around. Are you asking a question that's very redundant? Because anybody can tell. Come on. A blind person can tell. A person who is mute can tell. A person who is, you name it, right? It's not a no-brainer, you're saying to me. A no-brainer. Okay. All right. I give that to you. But my point is that stress is something that we feel, we experience, and we have to manage, or it's going to manage us. And it shows up in forms sometimes of anxiety, depression, and other maladaptive behaviors, right? You know, you may know this, but I'm a psychotherapist, and I'm licensed to work with individuals, couples, families, because my focus is on marriage and family. That was my background. And in working with thousands and thousands of clients over the last several years, one thing is true, and that is I've seen this emotion, anxiety, and this mental health issue of stress being shown up in so many different areas, and it shows up in different ways. And it's important as a leader to know, to kind of have an idea when it is showing up. What does it look like in among your people, among your team? Well, let's even start with you. How does your stress show up? How would somebody around you know that you are stressed? Is it something they hear? Is it something they see? What is it? Now, I know for me, I tend to kind of go into not a shutdown mode. I tend to kind of withdraw, and I tend to reflect, and I have my inner conversation. I'm more introspective at those times. And so I know when I'm in stress. Now, sometimes people around me, even my own family, may not know that I'm as stressed as I know I'm experiencing, because I do a pretty good job of managing that. Have I always done that? No. Do I always do that 100%? No. However, I'm aware of my stress points. I'm aware of my stressors. So crisis now is one of those major contributors, right? You know that. To stress. And so how then can you use effective communication and somehow help your people benefit through the way you communicate in times of crisis and stressful conditions, situations. Now, as we get into those five benefits, let me just say thank you for being here. Now, if this is your first time, thanks for joining us. Where have you been? Come on. We've been waiting for you. I mean, you've been holding up the show. Now you're here, we can get the show underway. So thank you for being here. And we know that this will not be your first and last. Nobody ever comes the first time and never come back. So you won't be the first or last. You won't be the first to do that, right? Right. Okay. So we got that covered. So thank you for being here. If this is your second, third, fourth, fifth, or umpteenth time, how can I say thanks? I'm really grateful for the fact you've been with me, you stuck around, and you're watching me as I develop, as I grow, as I mature, as I get better and more comfortable behind the microphone. I'm trying to become even more so, just be myself, you know, just be relaxed and be playful at times and just let my personality shine through. So thank you for being here. I do appreciate that. And just to let you know, this show is being brought to you by Kingspire Communication, where leaders can go to become better at decision-making, relationship management, and work performance. That is what Kingspire Communication sets out to do. And we do that through coaching, training, workshops, keynote speeches, and also through, of course, write-in. And you can find out more about that by going to kingsleygrant.com, KingsleyGrant.com, and connect with us there. So let's dive into then the five benefits of effective communication. And does your team need any of these? Which of these does your team need right now? Now, let's begin with the first one. We kind of hinted at that, and you may have already picked that up. When you are able to effectively communicate to your people, to your team, what they're going to experience as a benefit of that, number one, stress reduction. Can you imagine when you have a team that is not as stressed as they ought to be? Remember this, that the stress, the higher stress they're under, it's the more the chance for making mistakes, for becoming physically sick, mentally, right? Emotionally. It can play a number on you and on your people when their stress is high. I mentioned mistake. Mistakes can be made so much easier. Poor decision-making. Stressors really does a number on people. Some people, when they're stressed out, they have physiological issues. Their body. You know, I was speaking to someone recently, and this person mentioned that when they're stressed, their fibromyalgia, right, is where they know when their fibromyalgia flares up, that because they're under stress. Other people break out. Their skin break out. And I don't know what it is for you, but people have different reaction when stress comes. Some people just can't function. They have huge, incredible migraine headaches and a number of other issues. So what happened then, when I mentioned effective communication, you might be wondering, Kingsley, what is effective communication? What do you mean by that? Well, I'm glad you're asking, and I'm going to tell you what I mean by effective communication. But before I do, let me just mention that if this is something that you're more interested in at some point, and I know that right now, because of how at this very time, you know, maybe you're listening to this podcast episode probably in 2021 or 2022 or sometime in the future, and actually it would be your present at the time, right? But I'm simply saying currently where we find ourselves, and you want to get some help maybe to have someone come in and present or do a virtual presentation on this very idea of effective communication or any other training that pertains to leadership and team, emotional intelligence, leadership kind of skills, that I want to mention that I'm available and that's what I do, whether it's coaching or training or speaking. And you can reach out to me at kingsleygrant.com, K-I-N-G-S-L-E-Y, kingsleygrant.com. And let's figure something out. Let's set something up. And I want to make that available to you, and just so that you can know that I can, you know, expand on this. I can share more about this, these ideas that I'm sharing with you. Now, so having said that, let me get to the definition of what I think about when I'm using the words effective communication. Well, in simple words, for me, it's nothing but when the presenter, someone like you as a leader, is presenting something to your team, right? They are the recipient of what it is you're sending, the message you're sending. And how that is done is such in a way where the receiver best understand it. Now, there has to be feedback. There has to be check-in to make sure that, okay, message sent is message received, right? There has to be that understanding when both parties walk away, you the leader and those who you sent or delivered the message to, both of you should be equally understanding of what was said. That is effective communication. How often have people said, you know, I've communicated, and then later on you find out that the person said, that's not how I received it. That's not how I understand it. Now, when someone says that, that's not how I received it, that's not how I understand it. And if you're hearing that pretty often, then maybe you're not communicating effectively. Or you're not taking the time to check in to make sure the recipients or receivers got the message, right? So I find that to be a huge issue when it comes to communication. There's an assumption that what was said was actually received. And people go away thinking that, you know, I just communicated. I truly communicated effectively because I said it loud and I said it clearly and I said it in a very slow manner. Actually, I said it in a deep voice so that they can understand me. And when they hear it that way, that means I am effectively communicating. You know, it's not how you present it. Yes, it has to do with that. But have you checked in? Have you verified with your people that they have received it that way? That is effective communication. So when that's done, it helps to reduce the stress because people have a better understanding of what's happening. That's number one. Number two, the second benefit is anxiety reduction. Oh, I can't say enough about anxiety reduction. There's so much anxiety right now. People are anxious, and the anxiety is coming because of the unknown. There is something about the future they're uncertain of. As a leader, how do you help them? Now, you may not know exactly what might happen. No one knows what the future holds, but to some degree, you're forecasting. All things being equal, this is what it should look like. I find, especially in a crisis where everything has been disrupted and everything is so unpredictable, well, the best you can do is at least assure your people that if anything changes and you find out, you'll come back to them and let them know. Because anxiety is always future related. It has to do with the future. Something about the future that disturbs that person. Will I have a job next month or next week or next year? Would I be furloughed? Will I get a promotion? Will I get a raise? You know, all of that can bring anxiety. What about my review? And especially if you are a company or a leader that do annual reviews, which I think is so old school, right? And this is a whole different topic. I did a podcast episode about that. You can go back in the archives and look at that. But when I spoke to HR leaders or managers, I said, you've got to change all of that. You've got to change the idea of annual reviews. It has to be an ongoing thing. People need to know where they're at and not to have this surprise at the end of the year. Oh, I didn't know that. Really? How come? You know, I will never forget a place that I'm trying to be very discreet here, but I never forget a person that I knew who was fired from a job. And this person truly was very, very upset. And their argument was, why didn't you tell me? And this was the argument to the boss who fired this person. If that was so, why didn't you tell me all along? Why waited until this moment? And the person, the boss was saying, I've been telling you. Well, I don't, you know, I wasn't there, so I can't speak for either side. But the point is simply this. This person was surprised. They should not. That person should not be surprised that they're going to be let go. Should not be. Something was not communicated effectively. And so you can help to reduce anxiety by trying to give as much information as possible. And then at the same time, look for feedback. So your people can at least rest assured knowing that, number one, they can trust you. Number two, you're going to come back to them and give them the information that they need. At least update them frequently so you can reduce anxiety, right? Number three, so we talked about stress reduction, anxiety reduction as two benefits so far. The third benefit is increased empathy. Increased empathy. That's a huge benefit. And how so? Imagine your people, because of how you communicate with them, and the time you take to listen to them, because inside of effective communication is truly effective listening. It's really hand in glove, right? In gloves, right? It's hands in gloves. You cannot have one without the other. So to be an effective communicator means you have to be an effective listener. Now, when I say listening, I'm talking about you're listening through your senses, right? And that's a whole different topic or conversation for another day, so I won't get into all of that. But you're listening with your senses. And when you are able to hear people's story based upon what you're sharing or communicating, and you're able to put yourself in their shoes, right? When you are able to do that, you're increasing empathy. You're going to feel their heart and their situation. But here's also the reverse as well. They're going to feel your heart. They're going to see you probably struggling to share some things that may be hard. And they're going to empathize with that if you have that kind of relationship with them, which is very, very important, right? So you're going to... One of the benefits of effective communication is truly about increasing empathy. It simply says, I want you to know, I want to avoid and to not let you experience, try to avoid or decrease, let's put that word in, decrease the pain of what's going to come if there's anything like that. So I'm going to empathize with your situation and try to make certain that I take that into consideration. The more you know the person's story, the more you are going to be more effective in communicating, because in your mind, you're thinking about that person or those people and their situation as you speak. You're factoring those things in. So that's one of the benefits of a person who is an effective communicator. He or she have taken the time to know their people and use that as a way to guide how they say things and when they say things and so on, right? Number four, better understanding. And that should go without saying, based upon what I've said so far, that you're going to have better understanding when you're able to communicate effectively. Because you're building a culture around that. Actually, all that I've described so far is culture building, right? So when you're able to effectively communicate, your people are going to have a better understanding of what's going on. The more people know, the less they would have to judge, the less assumption they have to make, and the less they have to really, less antsy they would need to become. So you're going to have a better understanding. People are going to have a better understanding. That's a benefit for them. Because the more they understand of what's going on, and the more you share with them, the more they trust you with this, that better understanding also alleviates unnecessary issues, right? That people may maybe just feeling kind of antsy, anxious, stressed. And when they have a better understanding of what's going on, then they have less need to be that way. Remember this, the more people understand, the better it is, right? I think it was Stephen Covey who said, seek not to be understood, but seek to understand. I think that's what it was, right? Seek first to understand, not to be understood. So as a leader, your job is to seek to understand your people, understand the temperature of the team, understand where they're at, understand the timing of things. So the recipients, your people, are going to benefit more because you're taking all of that into consideration. Say, Kingsley, this is a lot of work, man. Well, that's why you signed up or raised your hand for leadership. Leadership is work. Leadership is not a title. It's not a position, even though those things are also part of it. But that's not a central piece. It's you working at leading people. So what I'm sharing with you right here is about how to lead people effectively. That's your task. That's your job, right? That's the number one thing you've been given that role to be, is how to lead people and lead them effectively. But you have effective communication is one of those ways that you do that, right? And the last one. So the four I've mentioned so far is four benefits. So far is stress reduction, benefit number one. Benefit number two is anxiety reduction. Benefit number three is increased empathy. Benefit number four is better understanding. And benefit number five is increased trust. This is one of the most significant, right? Because people will trust you more because you have done your best to give them as much information as possible. They will be able to rest better and be less stressed, less anxious, because they have more information. Like I said before, the more you know, the less you judge or have need to judge. So you're going to increase the trust with people between you and them will be increased. They can trust you with coming to them and sharing with them what's going on. They can trust that you're going to make the best decision with them in mind. They're going to trust the fact that you are advocating for them. You're not throwing them under the bus. You know, one of the primary thing most, if I should ask you, what do you think the primary, the number one or the highest, let's say, how should I phrase this? Yeah, what do you think the biggest issue that your people and others have when it comes to their leaders? Do you know what that is? Can I share that with you? Well, he's like, Kingsley, come on. Of course you can share that with me. Well, here we go. The number one thing is team people in general, right? They believe that what really turns them on, what really causes them to be engaged and productive and less stressed and less anxious and all of that is when they believe their leaders have their back, when they believe their leaders have their back, so often people get thrown under the bus because the leaders don't advocate for them. They don't stand for them. They don't take the time to somehow realize that their people have been putting themselves on the line for a very long time. And the least they can do in return is do something similar. So it will increase trust when you are effective in your communication. Now, the question was, the title of this podcast episode was, which of these five benefits of effective communication does your team need right now? So as you've listened to these five, stress reduction, anxiety reduction, increased empathy, better understanding, increased trust, which of these benefits does your team need from you right now, especially in this time of crisis? All five, three, four, two. I would love to hear from you which of those kind of resonates with you. And so I'm asking that you would take the time to give me some feedback. You know, it could be just on social media. When I make this post of this episode and the notes that follow, follow me on social media, right? Especially LinkedIn. And when it's posted, just comment. Ask a question. And if you want to go to the platform in which you're hearing this podcast and leave a rating and a review, I would greatly appreciate that. That means a whole lot to me, but it also gives a chance for the show to be found easier. So you can help me, and we're teaming together, I hope. That's why you're here listening, so we can make that impact. So I wanted to share, and I hopefully that what you've heard, I want you to think about this. What was the most helpful part of what you've heard in this episode? Shoot me an email, shoot me, you know, comment on social media, or leave a rating and review on the platform on which you're listening to this podcast. So my friend, we've come to the end of this show, this episode today. Again, I want to say thank you for taking the time to listen. Now we're going to put the show back into the vault, and then I can say our goodbye. So here we go. Let's put the show back into the vault right now. Here we go. There it is. Now that this show is put back in the vault, I can safely exit the command center of the Emotelligent Leadership Institute and say to you, my friend, peace out, God bless, and I'll see you on the flip side. Yeah.